Hi, Disney fans. This week, we're keeping it in the family, sitting down for a fantastic chat with the head of D23, Michael Vargo.
We'll hear how D23 recently celebrated its 15th anniversary. Plus, we're getting all the scoop about D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, coming this August.
I'm Hunter.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is D23 Inside Disney.
Hello, hello. I can't believe D23 is already celebrating its 15th anniversary. Can you believe it, Hunter?
Time flies when you're having fun, Lisa.
I will say I've always known about D23, the expo, all the different kinds of events, Destination D23, red carpets throughout my time at the company. And I will say it's always the standout thing, right? Like, what is D23 going to bring with each of these different events? But I want to ask, though, talking about past D23 events, you know, do you have any favorite event memories?
Ooh, that's a fun question. Yes. I mean, it's hard to pick because there's so many to choose from, but I think mine is going to revolve around the Muppets. When I first started here at Disney, it was like my first week and my boss comes in the room and he's like, the Muppets are here. They're in the building. The Muppets are here. And I'm like, well, huh? like the British are coming or something. And so sure enough, we come out and in the event space that we have, it's Dave Goles and a lot of the other Muppet performers. Dave Goles is the original Gonzo and a lot of other characters, and he still does Gonzo to this day. So I've been a Muppet fan my whole life. And, you know, I'd always like wanted to work for Disney. And then it was like, oh, it's as magical as I hoped it was. Here are the Muppets. So then jump ahead to last D23 Expo. I'm backstage. There's a panel on Muppets Christmas Carol, the best Christmas movie ever made. And the director of it, Brian Henson, the son of Jim Henson, is backstage. And I'm really nervous. I know. I want to walk up and be like, hi, but I'm so scared. But I do it. I just like, you know, get up the courage. I'm like, hi. I don't even know what I blacked out, but I got a photo with him. And that was really cool. And then jump ahead. And I think you know where I'm going with this, Lisa. Jump ahead to Destination D23 last year down in Florida. And you and me and Courtney got to meet the Muppets. We got to meet Kermit and Gonzo and Camilla, and we got to do a little video segment with them, you, me, and Courtney. And I had never seen like the Muppet puppeteers that up close, what they actually do. I mean, it seems obvious, but their hands are way over their heads. And I couldn't believe, I'm like standing next to the gentleman who had worked with Jim Henson for so many years. And it was really hard not to tear up in those moments. So that was a once in a lifetime kind of experience. That's my favorite moment with D23. What about you, Lisa?
I'm thankful that I got to be a part of one of those moments with you and come in full circle with being in the room, like you said, right? Lifting the curtain, like getting that behind the scenes access to what it's like to be in the room with Muppets. How cool is that?
It's super cool. And I'm really glad you got to experience that with me. And dreams really do come true here at Disney.
I see you almost going into like a little bit of a Kermit voice there. Is that something that you specialize in, Hunter?
You're putting me on the spot here, Lisa. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. I don't know. It's just something like that.
So I'm just going to file that away as another magical D23 moment right there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for humoring that for a second. Lisa, what is your favorite D23 memory?
Oh, I mean, kind of like you, right? It's like a series of memories. I will say, though, I mentioned earlier, I've been at the company for a minute now, but I feel like once I got to work for the Walt Disney Studios, it was finally time to go to D23 Expo. And I saw kind of what you're talking about with the Muppets behind the scenes, like rehearsals, all these incredibly, you know, I feel like if you're watching a movie and you're like, is this real? Like that kind of is the sentiment, the feeling when you're there in the room with some of these iconic, incredible just heroes that you grew up, you know, loving. For 2015's D23 Expo, I was in the room when Randy Newman performed You've Got a Friend in Me. And you're talking about getting emotional. Like, I even feel like I'm going to choke up a little bit now. But being in the room was insane. It's literally like Toy Story was one of those movies when I was a kid that literally shaped, molded me. And then here, what we do, right, is so sometimes like we're making magic. You almost, like you said, where you blacked out, where you don't even realize how much is in motion. But then magic happens. And I feel like that was one of those moments where life slowed down and you're like in slow motion. What is life right now? Like, this is insane that I get to be in the room and have, you know, a moment like this that I can just file away as something that really was incredible and it happened. And it's funny, after the fact, I remember around the studio, we were like sharing, oh, I hit like my 1 year at the studio. And I think the teams were like gathering, like, what's been one of your favorite memories in the first year? And I wrote this down and I found it.
Wow.
I found this note that I wrote back in like, I think like 2016 it was. But I just basically said that Randy Newman performing was one of my favorite memories. And I wrote, the moment reminded me of the lifelong impact a great movie can have on someone. And it really made me thankful to share our amazing movies with the world. And I think this, what we do here, is that, right? It's a testament to that we're fans. We love this stuff. And we recognize and we see it in the fans in the world that we get to talk to. So pretty cool.
Wow. Well, that was so perfectly put, Lisa. And I can't imagine what a cool moment that must have been. What was he like? Was he really cool?
I mean, I was literally like, I didn't, you're brave. You went up to that. I was just sitting back, kind of taking it all in. So I will say, yes, just the moment itself was very, very special.
That's truly iconic. And speaking of iconic, we have with us today the head of D23, the official Disney fan club, Mr. Michael Vargo. We've had Michael on the podcast before, so he's not unfamiliar to our listeners. Not to mention, he's always out and about at our D23 events. Our fans and I know he has just as much fun as them. But I can't wait to hear directly from him about what this 15th anniversary of the fan club means to him and about what we can expect from D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, because I have a feeling it's going to be like nothing we've ever seen before.
I can't wait either. I promise you. So you know what? Let's get right into it. Here's head of D23, Michael Vargo.
Michael Vargo, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be back.
Great to see you. So in case we have some newcomers to this episode, can you tell us a little bit about the history of D23 and what your role is?
Yeah, actually, D23 has been around for 15 years now. We're celebrating our 15-year anniversary this month, which is incredible. But back in 2009 is when D23 was first created. And I've always worked on D23 and with D23, kind of behind the scenes for several years, actually producing a lot of the events. I did the launch event and a lot of the D23 expos leading up until I got appointed head of D23 in 2016. And it's been a wonderful ride ever since.
That's so incredible. I love hearing about your journey. I would say the fans have been on their own journey, right? Like the fan club really has flourished over the years. Why do you think that it's just continued to grow and grow?
It sure has. I mean, it's just really morphed into this incredible community of fans around the world. Since 2009, our membership has just been incredible. And what's so special, I think, is everyone gets to share their Disney fandom with each other. And it's established this great rapport, great community with others. People take vacations together because they met each other at D23 through other D23 events. So it's really a special place that we can all just kind of come together and geek out over our favorite Disney stuff. You know, it's fun to see the fans at the parks and run into them at other things. And we're all just there to have a good time and share our love of Disney.
Yeah, I love talking to members at these events. And you're like, oh, how did you guys meet? And it's, the stories you hear are so fun sometimes, that right. Meeting out on a cruise or meeting at the parks. Lisa and I were just talking about our favorite memories with D23, which was a hard question for us. I said meeting the Muppets. And Lisa, you said hearing Randy Newman play You've Got a Friend in Me, which, jealous. That's so cool. So I know this is a
loved it.
This is a hard question, but can you, Michael, pick one or two standout memories from your time with D23? I know.
That is a tough question. And it's like trying to pick out, you know, your favorite kids of all these events you've done and worked on and projects and stuff with D23. Wow, this is a tough one. You know, I'll just say one that stands out is our big 100-year celebration event that we did at the Disney Studio lot. To celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the Walt Disney Company, we invited D23 members to come to the studio lot on a special evening, the night before the anniversary, the official anniversary of the company. And it was really great to see everyone come dressed up in their royal attire and just have a great time and celebrate together. I think that was really a special highlight of D23.
We love the highlights and we love the anniversaries, right? And we're talking about the 15th anniversary of D23. We know you went to the East Coast for the recent celebration, though. You were at Disney Springs, at Walt Disney World. Talk to us about what it was like to celebrate with the fans at Splitsville Luxury Lanes and give, I mean, if you can, one of your favorite moments or some of your favorite moments from that.
It's just so great to be with the fans and see everyone and celebrate together. And historically, we've done a lot of big events here on the West Coast, but we're also getting out there on the East Coast as well. So it was just a perfect time to go and celebrate our 15-year anniversary at Walt Disney World Resort. And Splitsville Luxury Lanes was a perfect venue for this. People just really wanted to gather and celebrate and just socialize. So that's kind of what we did. We just put together a really fun social event for all of our D23 members to gather and have some fun, play some games, have some great food. And it was just, we had a blast. It was so much fun.
Nobody has fun like D23 members.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Every year, D23 comes out with a collector set. So there's also this incredible Magic and Mystery collector box set that you receive if you sign up to become a D23 Gold member in 2024. I got to look at this up close and personal because we shot a video for it. And there's some really nice stuff in this. What's your favorite item in the set, Michael?
Yeah, it's so different this year. You know, we went with a different direction. I love it, how it all came together. You know, I love all of the mystery pieces that you might get out of this collector set. And I have to say, Maleficent is the one I'm hoping to get because that's one of my favorites. So we'll see. But that's, I love the Maleficent piece. I think all of them turned out beautifully, but I'm always a huge Maleficent fan. So I'm hoping that's going to show up in my box. We'll see.
Can I say Maleficent? I always remember the sound effect of her staff, like whenever it would hit the in the movie. It's like, oh, one of those fan like Easter egg things that you just love. So yes, I love Maleficent too.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay, so the moment we've all been waiting for this August, D23, the ultimate Disney fan event. What do you personally think sets this event apart from the past ones?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, like D23, the fan club, this event has also morphed and changed throughout the years. I worked on our very first one back in 2009 and has seen the progress and evolution of this. And this year is going to be unlike any other we've ever done. In 2022, we kicked off the 100-year celebration of the Walt Disney Company at D23 Expo. And wow, we really raised the bar then. And we were talking about how do we top that? You know, it was a really remarkable event. How do we go even bigger and better? Well, you know, we really listened to what the fans wanted and listened to their feedback and really looking at delivering more of what they want. So we went bigger this year. We're in multiple venues this year. We've expanded our show floor this year. There's so many new things coming to D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event in August. It doesn't fit on one piece of paper anymore. It's pretty incredible.
The fact that it's going to be in multiple locations this year is so cool. Can you talk about that a little bit more, Michael?
Yeah, of course, the heart of the event will be at the Anaheim Convention Center, as it always has been. You know, all the fan favorites will be there, returning some new things as well, some new experiences. So we're going to have a lot of the show floor experiences and activations taking place. And we're actually expanding it. So we're using all of the halls in the Anaheim Convention Center, have all the panels and presentations there, all the shopping that everybody loves. And then we're taking our big tent pole evening experiences and shows and taking them over to the Honda Center just down the street. And this is because we needed a bigger venue so more fans can experience the big marquee showcases that everyone loves, starting on Friday night with the Studio Entertainment Showcase, Saturday night with Disney Experiences. So you're going to hear about all the great things about the parks and cruise lines around the world. And then Sunday night, we have a very special ceremony called the Disney Legends Award Ceremony that will take place to close out the weekend. And it's going to be a great, great weekend of festivities. I mean, that's just two of the locations. That's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We wanted to take it up a notch and start on Thursday. We're going to kick it off at Disneyland. We're going to have a D23 day at Disneyland the day before the official Disney Ultimate Fan Event kicks off. So we're super excited about the week's worth of programming that we have coming up.
Okay, dare I say that sounds legendary. I have to bring it back to Disney Legends because we know that that's a fan favorite amongst all the incredible things that D23 offers. That's something that I think people hold so near and dear. And I know this year's lineup, I am holding it near and dear to my heart. Harrison Ford. What can we expect this time around for Disney Legends?
I mean, what a roster of legends that we're honoring this year. You talk about the magic makers and visionaries that have created such an incredible impact to the company. This list is elite. It's pretty incredible. I've had the privilege and honor to know some of these legends as well personally. And so I'm excited to see, you know, their work getting recognized there with this incredible honor. taking it over to the Honda Center is just going to bring it to a whole different level. It's going to be this great show, an incredible production like we've never done before for Disney Legends.
Legends is so incredible every year. Another thing that's a favorite of mine is Masquerade. 2022's Masquerade was so fantastic. The creative costumes Disney fans come up with are mind-blowing. I could never do anything like that. So what are you looking forward to about it for 2024, Masquerade?
You know, it's one of my favorites as well. I love Masquerade. And you're absolutely right. These fans just pour their heart and soul into these costumes and their incredible creativity with the designs and execution of them. It's so awesome to see it come to life on stage. And I have to say, I think the hardest part is being a judge at that event, because how do you pick one? Because they're all so incredible. They're all winners. I love the creativity, seeing how it all comes to life. So I'm excited about Masquerade as well.
Michael Vargo, it has been a true delight talking to you today. I just want to say, I am so excited. I can't wait. The countdown is on for this event. And wow, so much in store. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, countdown is on. Can't wait for August. We're excited.
Hearing from Michael Vargo was so great. Every conversation we have, I just feel so much better at the end of it. As if I wasn't already excited for D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event in August, now I legitimately don't know how I'm going to wait these next few months.
Right? So many things to be excited about. I'm really looking forward to the Disney Legends. I mean, we have Colleen Atwood, Angela Bassett, Martha Blanding, James L. Brooks, James Cameron, Jamie Lee Curtis, Miley Cyrus, Steve Ditko, Harrison Ford, Mark Henn, Frank Oz, Kelly Ripa, Joe Rohde, and John Williams. What's not to be excited about? So everyone out there, remember, you have to be a D23 member to purchase tickets, and general membership is free. To join D23 and for more information on all things D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, visit ultimatefanevent.d23.com.
If you want to chat with us, hashtag D23 Inside Disney. And for all the latest Disney info, check out d23.com.
We'll be back soon with more fantastic guests on an all-new episode of D23
Inside Disney.